Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's go right back to your calls ahead of Ali Alexander joining us to deal with Ben Breaking News. Mark in Montana. Mark, welcome and thank you for calling today.
Alex Jones, my brother in Christ. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, brother. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. The Lord put on my heart to call and give you an exhortation and just let you know, besides the tip of the spear, you're a crusader, a modern-day crusader for these times before the return of our Lord and Savior. As you know, and you have spoke, we're in the days of Noah, or the days of Lot, and many are just not awake, but you as a crusader are leading those as a type like Noah, as they came up to the sea. They looked behind them. Pharaoh's army was there. Today, that's our evil. And in front is a sea that is impenetrable. He, as the word says, knew that God will make a way. And he parted the sea, and he made it across. You're leading people in that way into the light, into the truth. And that's going to lead to great and mighty things. So I want to encourage you with what you're doing and to continue to do what you're doing. You remind me of a modern-day Stephen, and that man stood before the Sanhedrin and gave them literally a synopsis of the Torah and what God had planned for the Jewish people. And at the end, they took him out and they stoned him. But something very significant happened during the time of Stephen, a man full of faith like you and the Holy Spirit like you. And in that, as they were getting ready to stone him, he looked up and he saw Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father at this time, standing at the right hand of the Father. One of the only times in the Bible where it says he was seen standing at the right hand of the Father, because Stephen and his testimony allowed Jesus to arise. Psalms 68 says this, Alex, and I want you to hear this. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. You are like a Stephen. You are standing in truth. And as Stephen was stoned, he fell asleep because God was with him. God is with you. He will make a way where you need finances, where you're going to get what you need to do the work that he has called you to do. You said like Isaiah, here I am, Lord, send me. He doesn't send anybody without giving them what they need to go and do his work. So stand strong, my brother. Believe. My wife and I are supporters. We love everything.
Mark, we thank you, and thank you. God bless you. I don't compare myself to somebody that great, but we're all standing together with God, and you're Stephen as well. God bless you. I want to play a little clip. They've got the video now of Frank James, the reported shooter, entering the subway in the subway worker outfit before he did what he did. And, of course, he can wear a mask to get away with it. Just total insanity. And, again, this is just what our country and the world is turning into, but thank you all for your support. And look how in New York, they've had their shots, but they're still wearing their mask. And now they're putting in AI robots in public schools. And at Love Field, first airport I ever flew out of on a trip to Houston, in middle of Dallas, Texas, has 7-foot robots that bark orders and yell at you if you're not wearing your mask. I mean, this is just an AI robot satanic takeover. We know where it's going. And we've got to say no and not go along with it. Here's a few clips of Frank James spouting his racist garbage because the corporate media doesn't want you to see this. They don't want you to know this.
I went there. I was a nice person. I wanted to help people and do. When I left like that, I wanted to kill everything in sight. I was planning to kill everything I saw based on how I was treated by these and a dirty and especially a stinking about to be dead black. About to be dead, about to be exterminated, about to be taken to the slaughter, like the farm animal you are. I'll talk about that in my next video. That's all you are. A farm animal. I had no idea with that African name that she would be married to a white man. One of my subscribers brought that to my attention. Yeah. Our black sister, Supreme Court Justice, power to the people, is married to a f***ing white man. She's
I don't believe. Oh, God. Wait a minute.
This is the motherfucker right there, you. There he is, right? White man. Black sister. Kentucky.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. Oh, I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
Dude,
he has been so canceled.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
How much heat have you gotten for being friends with him and having him on the show?
A lot, but I don't pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
I can justify it. I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
He's a wild entertainer and a brilliant man.
Isn't he fantastic?
And no one is perfect.
Uh-huh. I've known Alex for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. It's like that is the most misunderstood guy on the planet.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Shout out to Alex Jones. We love you.
Alex Jones is a journalist and member of the media. End of story.
Recently, many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
There's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
He runs a media organization. And so when the January 6th committee subpoenas him, they are basically violating our First Amendment protections.
The Department of Justice says not only is it investigating what happened inside the Capitol, but the conspirators and instigators who may have started this whole thing.
Now the committee has decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist.
The House committee investigating the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol is subpoenaing Trump allies Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The committee says he helped organize the rally ahead of the riots.
Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th.
Let's start marching to the Capitol!
We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact.
They need to not have the conversation with the police. They're going to make that the story.
Alex Jones is a journalist the same as Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon are.
Absolutely. I was about to say the same thing.
Why would it be like, don't insult Alex that way?
Well, yeah. Alex Jones never lied us into a war.
Right.
True.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him.
Epstein, he was way ahead with that. He told me about Epstein a fucking decade ago. Alex detailed all of that.
Alex Jones, InfoWars. The media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in. And he also does his research and his homework.
Coolly compare Hotez's views on COVID to, say, Alex Jones's views on COVID and ask yourself, who's saner? It's not even close.
He's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot. And he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to.
Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
All right, he was on with us Monday, and I asked him, please come down from Dallas, and he did it. Ali Alexander is here. Ali Alexander is the editorial consultant for Culture.com, political consultant, philosopher, and activist. He's been consulting for Republican campaigns, conservative issues for more than 13 years, and he's been doing it at the national level. But now he's much more interested in philosophy and building a better society. GiveSinGo.com/Ali Alexander, Gab, Cruise Social at Ali, Telegram, and more. He joins us now. Ali, I've got 1,000 points to make and things to go over here with you, but you've been the one guy who didn't cooperate. You were willing to go in and say we're innocent in front of the committee, and now with the feds, yeah, we've done nothing wrong. You were there. I was there. I'm just so worried about perjury traps that I've not wanted to walk into lion's den, but you've done it. Such an incredible time. Now, Whitmer and then the whole plot being confirmed by a jury to be staged. You know, the jury saying, yeah, clearly the FBI ordered them to do this and threatened them to do this. Seems like the wheels are really coming off, but in a way that scares me more.
Yeah.
Because Biden's like, we need to ban guns and prostitutes. He doesn't even know what planet he's on. I don't politically go, oh, look, our enemies are weak and dumb. They're running the country. I wish they'd wake up and stop being so crazy. So, you said it on Monday. You really fear for the future of the country. So do I.
Yeah. I a couple of years ago, I came on your air and we talked about what I believed was what I called inversion, you know, and it looks like that's what they're doing to our country. And what they attempt to do is not pin just two sides against each other, but to invert those two sides against each other. So you have the corporatists and the progressives. They're currently imploding the left. And over here on the right, you have the corporatists and the populists. And we're over here imploding. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that the media is acknowledging the Hunter Biden laptop while the J6 sham is going on. Why? They need to give something to everybody to radicalize everyone so that they have more situations like what just happened in New York City. I mean, it's kind of fascinating that people are still wearing their masks, still going on the subway after what happened yesterday. But that's what they want. They want to just set the whole damn country on fire.
That's it. It's a Klaus Schwab said, a angrier world, and out of the collapse, we will build back better. That's what it is.
These people believe order out of chaos. They believe they must break things down. You know, these people are alchemists. They fancy themselves as alchemists. And what they want to do is they want to break things down and then rebuild them up. It's part of the transgender movement as well. It's not even a movement. The transgender programming, you know, Baphomet, I mean, you know, read that little Latin phrase underneath Baphomet, you know, Solve et Coagula, you know, so these people are experts at breaking.
We're mixing everything.
Yeah, to recongeal. And so, you know, this is what they want. They want us to live in this global one state, one religion, one thought, and we're all economic units building their pyramid, their life extension machines. And, you know, J6 is a part of that. Michigan is a part of that. Hunter Biden's laptop is a part of that. There's going to be things you agree with and things you disagree with, but they'll be able to feed something to everybody.
Regardless, they're turning the temperature up. That's why we need to dial the temperature down.
And I think we have. And I think that that's why they're so frustrated. Alex, if there's two people who can relate to each other and what we're going through, both in the public eye and then
we've been through some wars.
We've been through some wars. And, you know, what I think is that they mean for us to go crazy. They mean for other people like, you know, Matthew Perna, a J6 defendant. The justice system played with him until he committed suicide. And they want the same for me. They want the same for you. You know, Donald Trump's never going to come close to it, but, you know, they just put us through this iron, this investigation, and it goes nowhere, and they make you caricatures while they deplatform you so that people run up to you. You know, we're walking in public. I've been ran up to, and people, you know, attack me at the airport. You know, I was on an airplane, and this guy takes a picture of me. Oh, he's on this flight, and he's landing at this time. You know, it's a bizarre time to be alive, but they can't
break
us.
Oh, they're all like little secret agents like us existing criminals.
Yeah.
Well, oh, look, they're talking. Oh, look.
Yeah, well, you know, it's absolutely fascinating to me. I have my Periscope videos. I was one of the most popular people on the Periscope service. And they have all these videos, and now the press reports it as now deleted videos. Twitter deleted my
videos. Yeah, like Ali Alexander, National News, hiding videos. You were bitching when they took your channel.
Yeah, yeah. So
when I got sued, I've been sanctioned, like, you got rid of your YouTube. You're sanctioned. No, they did that.
Yeah, they took it away. And what's amazing about this, and folks really need to take a step back, is Alex Jones accused of anything that he hasn't voluntarily or publicly said that in context makes sense? The answer is no. Is there anything that Ali Alexander has not volunteered to the public that, you know, the New York Times then writes as a headline, like, Ali said that he was going to coordinate with the Proud Boys. When the Proud Boys got kicked from their hotel, I made a call and said, this is wrong, this is civil rights abuse. That was the extent of that. But that didn't stop the J6 committee from committing tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in investigating me over the Congress.
But let's be clear. it's bigger than Ali Alexander and Alex Jones. They're coming after America on Jan 6.
All of us.
So you're all sick of hearing about it. Folks, they're getting ready to stage major stuff in my view.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
And now, the end is near.
Ollie Alexander is my guest in studio, and he's a really smart political analyst and pro-American pundit. Ollie, I want to be clear with people that our listeners know we didn't stage January 6th. They know it was provocateur by the feds and some idiot groups that got played into it. But they're betting the whole election, they now admit, in 209 days on this, and they're saying false flags are coming by Trump supporters that challenge elections, and they're actively investigating you and I as masterminds, even though we know we're totally innocent. And so this is a big deal for everybody. This is the Democrat play. You have these headlines here, Democrats' death march. We talk about how unpopular they are and how all the polls show the biggest political realignment ever, but they're betting everything on January 6th, which without a false flag or some new crime committed by, quote, Jan Sixers, is going to fall flat on his face. So, obviously, you've got to be a moron not to know they're planning something big. So that's why this is so important.
Yeah.
Yes, we care about ourselves. Yes, we're under attack, but this is a lot bigger. Explain that to people.
They need puppets. You know, these people are master storytellers. And what they need is to fill in the banks. So they've already said, here's the crime, here's how it happened. There's no evidence for it.
And then they outlaw American opposition and questioning elections. That's the key. People are like, okay, great. This is labeling America as terrorists. Like you see the school boards saying questioning transgenderism or your kid getting raped or critical race theory is terror. This is really branding you as a terrorist. If they get away with us, it's you.
Yeah, it's absolutely you next. It's actually you now. You know, let me go ahead and break some news. I've not told any reporter this, and only my lawyers and I are aware of this. But the January 6th committee is going to try to outlaw Bitcoin. Okay, they're going to. I mean, this sounds kind of crazy, but
just like Canada.
But this is where this is leading, and I knew this in December. Okay, but I want to break it here on InfoWars. So what you're going to see the committee do? They're going to say, well, Donald Trump did this, Roger Stone did this, Rudy did this, Ali did this, Alex did this. Here's criminal referrals. Here's things we're not going to criminally refer, but we'd really like. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. The Justice Department to move on, and here are 10 policy recommendations to keep the right wing from ever organizing again. You're going to see recommendations in there that try to outlaw Telegram, try to outlaw or censor Bitcoin, increase the regulatory environment for Bitcoin so that it's harder for more Americans to get in while the rest of the world competes with us on this sovereign currency. I mean, it's
very astute. This is about outlawing protests and all of its funding.
Yeah. I mean, and think about this. I mean, you were a pioneer when I was, you know, still eating the kind of the state narrative around 9/11. So the 9/11 Commission did the same thing. It's like, oh, well, here are liberties you need to take away from everyday Americans. And by the way, we need to go and track the library books that they're renting at the library. And people need to take off shoes at the airport because one person had a failed attempt at a shoe bomb, allegedly. So, you know, what we're about to see is this isn't about me and you, Alex. They will use us in puppets in their fake story to make policy recommendations that rhino Republicans and corporatist Democrats will pass by large majorities.
Debt, please continue.
I mean, and everybody's screwed unless we continue to speak up. What these people love is they love surprising people. That's why they must deplatform us. So the more that we talk about this stuff, the more that the American citizen and our neighbors can see that we have scoops on InfoWars, and we have scoops on Revolver News and all these independent media outlets, the more people will stop trusting CNN. I think you have an article there that shows that CNN spent how much money to get 10,000 viewers?
I mean, 300 plus million.
That's state media. I mean, that's just subsidized.
300 million, 10,000 viewers a week. I mean, that's a joke.
Yeah, give me a fraction of that money and we'll go super viral. But no, it's really unfortunate, like, what they're doing. And I'll say this, you know, I'm really happy to be in studio today, and I'm happy to be with you. One, because, you know, it's good to be next to somebody who's going through some of the same hell that we are. But I think I've done this whole 15 months wrong. A lot of it's been, woe is me, why isn't the conservative movement doing this or that? And then I've been watching the series The Chosen, which has been really good. And I've been getting some counseling from some Christian friends, and they're just like, you got to smile through this more, Ollie. And so, you know, I think that like that's my task. That's kind of my cross to bear right now. But everybody, if you're listening to this, you are a part of this and you can play a role in this. You need to red pill your neighbor. You need to make prophetic statements about the J6 committee and what they're going to do to you and your neighbors so that when that time comes around, your neighbor says, wow, that person's right. What channel do they watch? Well, they watch InfoWars.
And that's totally true. God wants to see us do the right thing now when we're under attack.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard. This is the toughest time in my life. I have lost close friends, allies, family members.
Most your money?
Money. Most of my money. My life savings is gone. You know, I've had to secretly subcontract on two campaigns, but now that's over. So it's, you know, if you're going through hell, just keep on going. And I have to believe that there's a great awakening happen with the American people. And I think that they're pissed. But let's not be so pissed that we give them exactly what they want. So, you know, we have to be this is the only thing we have to be moderate about is our anger, you know, towards the deep state, I think.
It's true. So clearly, what are they going to do next? They're obsessing over it. It's their whole agenda. Everything they do is make people hate them, but they just go, January 6th, watch. You'll see what happens. Clearly, they're planning something big.
Something huge. And it's not just this election, Alex. It's both elections. It's 2022 and it's 2024. About 2022, it's about capping the red wave. You have to think about it this way. If Kevin McCarthy gets too large a red wave, the conservatives are in control. If Kevin McCarthy just gets a little off the tip top, then he's in control. And then we're just going to have horrible legislation. They're not going to go on offense. We're not going to have a committee that investigates the summer riots. We're not going to have a reverse J6 committee to investigate the insurrection that happened on November 3rd and the FBI setup that happened on January 6th. We're not going to have any of that. So what they're trying to do, and this is what Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney are doing, they're setting us up for a tiny red wave so that they can control it. And then 2024 will all be about pinning DeSantis and Trump against each other by taking Trump off of a ballot or two. I mean, this is the coup, part three.
And what's frustrating is, Ollie, you are a very successful political analyst. People respect you.
Yeah.
But, and I know this stuff, and our audience knows this, but mainline Republicans don't even get any of this.
They won't touch it. They won't touch it. Alex, they really won't touch it. They're like, okay, everything you're saying, Ollie, you know, shows that you've read up on these state ballot access laws and you're watching, you know, Elias and what he's doing. But, you know, they just.
By the way, Elias is trying to get a bunch of Republicans banned from, like, MTG because they question election fraud, which is your right to do.
It's so much worse. I got a call from a source in Atlanta yesterday and just, you know, the green light the Democrats have at the state level and the federal level. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in this country. Right now, there are active measures in 12 different states, and none of it's public. I've never seen anything like
this. Explain what active measures means.
Well, you know, active measures in the community intelligence is, you know, when somebody's doing something. And what's happening, what must be a criminal enterprise and what must be a criminal conspiracy is that you have state attorney generals, county attorney, district attorneys, and then U.S. attorneys impaneling grand juries everywhere. You know, I went public on my grand jury because the New York Times was going to go public on it anyway, so I had a choice of giving comment or not giving comment. But folks, my sources are telling me at the state level, they got other grand juries, and they want to take MTG and all other people off the ballot.
And in civil matters, I have top lawyers. They go, we've never seen judges do this. They just are raping us, our rights.
Total rape.
It's a Democrat globalist coup, folks. They know America woke up. They're trying to block us. We'll be right back.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us, if a shirt costs $5,
$5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ali Alexander is here with us. He's going to be popping on the War Room today with Owen Schroyer coming up at 3 p.m. today. We've got this big Epic Times investigative report on feds confirmed embedded in Jan 6. 20 federal assets embedded at Capitol on Jan 6 court filing says Oath Keepers motion dismiss seditious conspiracy charges. And we have that legal document right here. This is a big deal because they're trying to frame America and label all opposition off January 6th as terrorists. That's why conservatives need to take this seriously.
We need to take it seriously, and our side's not taking it seriously enough. I'm done combating the other side. What we need to do is we need to wake up other lions, we need to wake up our allies, and start going into war. You know, Alex, I think I said it on your air, because I've certainly said it in private enough times. Folks, It was BuzzFeed News that exonerated these guys in Michigan with the Whitmer case. That's a fake kidnapping case, okay, which was a prelude to J6.
And why did they do that? It's the whole liberal gamble, and a liberal publication first exposes it.
I think it's accidental. What happens is you file a FOIA request, and you're like, you start tugging at it, and then what they want to do is that they want to go viral. They want to do good journalism and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, there's a real drive to tell the truth.
Yeah, so occasionally, and frankly, this is what, you know, back in the Twitter days, Mike Cernovich, me, and Jack Posobiec, when Harvey Weinstein was going through his thing, it actually started dying after the 72-hour mark. You know, it was a mini news cycle. And then what we did is we incentivized the journalists by dangling women who, like, had DM'd us and all kinds of other stuff. You know, these aren't conservative people in Hollywood, but they were people who were looking for an outlet, and journalists wouldn't listen. And you would dangle that in front of people like Yashar Ali, who is the most obese, disgusting journalist out there. And they would start doing stories. So what happens, and Andrew Breitbart got this, is what you have to do in major stories like this is change the incentive program. And if you change the incentive program, then you incentivize those independent journalists and these journalists who want to get hired at a different outlet. And so what happened with BuzzFeed is they did the FOIA request. They found out the FBI was hiding something. They pulled a string that they didn't know. And seriously, I'm not going to thank BuzzFeed because they are total trash, but they did 90% of the legal legwork for these guys in Michigan.
And now it's all been confirmed. And this is so seismic. Because the same FBI people running the Whitmer kidnapping, they wanted to trick their people to cut her head off. Now they were caught running Jan 6, has come out.
Right, and so what it turns out is that the agent in charge, okay, of overseeing all these other corrupt agents who totally, they violate the FBI handbook, they violated protocol, and the protocol is pretty liberal after 9/11. You can basically, as an FBI agent, do what you want to convince somebody, whether it's a young Muslim or you know, a white patriot. You can convince them to say anything and then send them to jail with no intention of really committing a crime. And, you know, and shame on us on the right for somehow, you know, I participated in that when I was younger. And you know, I hate that I ever participated in kind of stigmatizing other Americans, even if they didn't believe what I believed. But now looking back on it, so anyway, this guy in Michigan was moved over to D.C. to oversee the January 6th cases. So what you're watching is, you know, the death of law and order. And this is what I really want to point out that a lot of people other than lawyers can't appreciate, okay? When there are confirmed assets in an environment that goes from a protest to a riot, what you need to understand is that there are nearly 800 people charged, okay? The Constitution and common law say that you're allowed to build what's called an adequate defense, okay? That's not a phrase out of nowhere. That is the standard by which the state must guarantee someone who is charged. Well, no one can build an adequate defense if the government has not given disclosure. And so let me tell the government this. Yes, I regularly talk to J6 defendant lawyers, over 30 of them, and they tell me about the evidence that they're looking at on these secure laptops, and they're not allowed to make it public. So they can't talk to anybody about it. They can't screenshot it. They can't do anything. The judges won't let it. And this evidence in one case would exonerate five other cases. So what you're watching is a slow-moving train wreck of plea deals. And what happens is,
and they set the precedent for this. It's the model for all the rest of the country.
Right. And so what happens is, let's say I get 20 plea deals. Well, then this next person takes the plea deal. And then they get a harsher sentence because they didn't, or they get taken to a jury trial or a bench trial, and then they get convicted, and then, well, they get a harsher sentence because they have to have a harsher sentence than the plea deal. And so what happens is when the exonerating information comes out here, and then all these people who got a plea deal say, well, actually, we want to revisit it. The judges say, nope, we're gonna quash that motion. We're gonna quash that. Or when these people say, I want a new trial, the appellate will say, no, because your trial was conducted fairly.
Well, let me ask you this. Because I've been asked, what happened Jan 6? I don't know. We went and had a big rally. You got hijacked, taken control of. We know there was some feds there, some patriots did some dumb stuff. But we know the feds infiltrated. We know they were watching. We know they wouldn't give the National Guard. We know they sent half the Capitol Police away. We need an investigation of the feds. Who does that?
Who does that? We need a special counsel. We absolutely need a special counsel. And in Congress, what you want is the committees that have subpoena power. And so there's only, you know, a couple committees in the House that have subpoena power. And, you know, this is the power to compel someone to show up. And so the Intelligence Committee, the Judiciary Committee, these are committees that you want in it. Now, if it's the Intelligence Committee, most of their work will be done in secret. So really, it's like you want the oversight or the Judiciary Committee conducting this. But what we really need to do is we need to chop up the investigation. So I would give oversight over the FBI and government officials, National Guard, National Archives, and all that other stuff to the House Oversight Committee. As far as these secret federal agents and the shoot-to-kill agents, the ones that had kill orders that were defending Pence.
Upwards of 1,000 of them. Imagine, you and I almost stopped it from happening.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had 1,000 feds with us saying, don't go in the Capitol.
And right, and Rick criticized for leaving and exiting the chaos scene and being on a rooftop while other people on a rooftop with guns and snipers. You know, and there's no criticism of the government that. So I would give that to the Senate Judiciary Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee. But we absolutely need a special counsel, and that means we need to win the White House.
And the reason it's important is they're branding all American opposition in official government documents. Is anybody that questions elections or lockdowns or anything is a terrorist. They are literally...
If you wear camouflage to a rally from now on, you get what's called an FBI threat tag. Okay? That hasn't always been the case. Think about this. We survived the Tea Party. We survived the Gifford shooting. We survived all of those controversies where still you could wear militia gear and not automatically get tagged. Now, because of January 6th and what they did to our beautiful, peaceful protest, if you wear camouflage at any protest across this country and the FBI can identify you, you get what's called an FBI threat tag associated with you. And you get an FBI profile created for you. That establishes probable cause for other policing units inside of our government.
Ali Alexander, how do we stop a civil war that globalists are trying to trigger? How do we de-escalate this?
Well, you know, I want to answer the question you just asked. What happened January 6th? I don't know. And I'm actually convinced that some of the conspiracy ends and then Satan's domain starts, because you follow this stuff way more than I have, you know, you've done it for over 25 years, and I have a great understanding of campaigns, large organizations, and government, but I don't see something like this fully cooperating with each other without a supernatural force influencing everything. You just can't coordinate 20,000 people to kind of cooperate. I mean, it took Trump being betrayed by operatives at the Ellipse by not giving the people instructions to other things. I'll just leave that out in the middle.
And then they don't send Trump there.
Yeah. And I mean, it took every element of our government failing, every organizer failing. It's kind of spooky. But so how do we prevent a civil war? I mean it. It's not a cheesy Christian line when I say, first we must pray. You know, because...
Ali Alexander, I totally agree. Let's come right back and talk about this and so much more. Ali Alexander's our guest.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back. Kate Daly takes over in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer in the War Room. Manali's going to be popping in on that show. We appreciate him staying in Austin to do that. He lives in Dallas. Holly, I see headlines like this everywhere. Democrat death march to November. Everything they're doing is hurting them. They seem not to care. They're under orders to do something. Why are they so arrogant?
You know, well, one, they have collaboration and cooperation from Rhino Republicans. So like I said, that's to temper the red wave. So they know that's coming, okay? So imagine when the J6 report comes out, and then the DOJ weeks later announces Soviet-style charges, and then they get denounced by Republicans. Alex, I was talking to someone. I was talking to a conservative publisher, and I explained to that conservative publisher, you don't need to convince the public. They need to chill white women who have ping-ponged between the two parties, and that affects like 30 or 40 different districts in America. So it's like Fulton County, it's Orange County in California, and that means the difference of this many seats. And so what they're targeting white women, okay, with these things. And white women don't like scandals. They don't like the accusation of being called a racist, but they don't like CRT. So right now we have CRT turning out white women in record numbers for the
Republicans. We've got to hammer CRT.
Yeah, we got to hammer it. You know, if I was advising you know, some of these giant Republican organizations, I would say CRT is something that the Tea Party stopped the steal and Trump wasn't.
Because these bigger. White women know their little five-year-old white babies aren't a racist.
They know their babies ain't a racist, and they know they don't want them to come home and call them a racist. Okay, you know, when you send your kid to college, you think they might come home and call me a racist. You don't send your elementary school child to elementary and think, well, they're going to want a sex change and call me racist?
They're also exactly the LGBT sex change stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the agenda is just rampant. And that's why, you know, we got to take it out of our language. It's not a movement. You know, most of the gay community is not in favor of what they're doing. This
has nothing to do with that. It's just
it's a
power trip.
It's a power trip. You know, teachers' unions, post-Marxism, end of America. Okay, that's
and if they can form a sexual relationship with your child, whether it's heterosexual or whatever, they've got control.
Total control. I mean, think about that. I mean, just one issue. You turn that kid on one issue, and it radicalizes them for all the rest. I mean, think about that. Why would a gay person want higher taxes? Why would a gay person want selective abortions, which would inherently kill people who, you know, are allegedly born gay or whatever? So, you know, this is just a dark thing. So when we see the Democrat death march to November, it is both about tempering the red wave, which they know that they will do in cooperation with corporate forces and rhino forces. They can afford to wait till August, folks, okay? And don't forget, remember the Parkland shooting, I think, was in February, and a reporter calls me and says, you know, don't you think your party needs to address this by November? I said, nobody will remember it by November, and no one did, okay? So think about this. Everything we're talking about now is not what they have slated for us to talk about in the fall. And Republicans never get this.
And they don't see the pre-programming getting ready for that event.
Yeah.
We can see it. It's terror attacks by patriots,
yep.
Mass shootings, Civil War stuff.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, you had Hunter Biden laptop cover-up. So this was to take
the
negative. And then the positive argument they were making was they're trying to kidnap the governor of Michigan, who was almost the VP nominee. I mean, she secretly, folks, she was Biden's number one pick for VP. It wasn't until Alex Soros and the Soros family interfered did they get Kamala Harris. But he wanted Whitmer, he wanted Klobuchar, and he did not want Kamala on the top five. So, you know, so just think about this. In the positive, they construct this argument, like this is what we do in debate. In the positive, their contention was they want to kidnap Whitmer. This is a mainstream Republican thought. This is dangerous. You need to control it by throwing Trump out. That's how you punish it. And then over here in the negative, they say, well, Hunter Biden, you know, has nothing to do, even though they spent all this time on Trump Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, and the rest of them. Maybe they should spend more time on Ivanka, honestly. But, you know, that's my personal.
So what do you think of the Democrats betting on January 6th? Because right now they're losing on that. How do they gin that up?
They're exiting politics. I mean, they are exiting politics and they are entering war. You know, what was it that Prussian military theorist, you know, said that...
Bismarck.
Yeah.
War is just at the end of politics.
Yeah. And politics.
It's just the next level of politics.
Yeah.
But politics has failed.
Yeah. So politics.
Pull up the Bismarck quote on war, guys. It'll come up.
Yeah. So people have to understand it. We're exiting politics. We're entering philosophy or political theory. And these hacks, these total hacks on Fox News, no offense, they're not going to cut it. Karl Rove's not going to cut it. There's no way to vote yourself out of
politics
it.
Politics are an extension of war by other means. Something like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. They've really translated it like 10 different ways from Sunday. But essentially what people need to understand is that, you know, we're all fighting over goods. Okay. Economics. And we usually do that through conquest. And then when we choose to do that through trade, a currency requires a government. A government requires consent so that there's civil order.
And they've broken Klaus Schwab admits we're breaking the social contract to build back better. People need to know, though, he's not building back better.
He's not building back better. They're building neo-feudalism back better. That's what they're doing, the techno-neo-feudalism.
And they say that.
War is
nothing but a continuation of politics with the admixture of other means.
Yeah, they really brought up the most confusing.
And that's an even older quote. That's the guy that trained George Washington's troops.
So what people have to realize is that we mean it when we say pray. Why? Because we need God's intercession. There has to be a change in our consciousness. I'm not one of these New Age Christ consciousness folks or whatever.
No, but it's true. When we all change our consciousness and get it,
yeah,
that's when we win.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do. And that's what Jesus did in contrast to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, there's a different way to abide by the law. And by the way, now it's universal. And so we need to have a different way of saying, we believe in these archetypes and we believe in these traditions, and you don't need to pay attention to the Republican label or the conservative label anymore. These work for humanity. They've led to a population of 7 billion people, and we should applaud that. And we want to go to 10 billion. We need to.
We want to go interstellar. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a move, though, to get rid of what works because the globalists have their new model they want to bring in, transhumanism.
It's super weird because they're archaic. They are everything
they're the pagans.
They're the cavemen. You know, we're the people who are dreaming.
Loving and coming together.
Yeah.
They claim we're not.
Yeah. You know, like, let's not forget, it was the church that added harmony to music. It was the church that funded art that led to the Renaissance. And so in a lot of ways, we are always seeking on the right to commune with God in innovative ways that don't get rid of tradition that roots us at a civil society. Whereas they are the exact opposite. They want brutalism, ugly stuff, and they want to kill people, and they want to...
Look at the media. All it sells is ugliness and death to get us to not recognize good from bad.
They're ugly. They're fat. They require a lot of makeup. You know, everybody now has a Snapchat filter on Zoom. I mean, it's just crazy. We've lost ourselves in this madness, but because we've betrayed those values. We Republicans, we conservatives.
I agree. So what do you predict for the midterms in 208 days?
I don't have any predictions. I've never seen a midterm in my career where the opposition party is most certainly going to take power and the opposition leader, Kevin McCarthy, doesn't have a proposal, doesn't have promises. And frankly, and I'm going to just talk directly to Paul Gosar and the Freedom Caucus and Marjorie. Folks, you need to start getting Kevin McCarthy on the record with select committees and proposals that will get instant votes. And he needs to cooperate with whipping those votes.
They're going to, just like Trump 3 years ago when they had both the House and Senate, they did nothing.
They did nothing, and it was actually worse than nothing. Mitch McConnell went to Trump privately and said, I want to focus on the tax cut. Trump said, you've promised your party repeal. Okay, so I was on the repeal side of the argument. I was having all these talks with the White House and stuff. And so Mitch McConnell said, okay, I'll teach you a lesson. So we did repeal. And then, you know, John McCain does that famous thumbs down. He coordinates that with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell then goes to Trump and says, okay, I did my due diligence, Mr. President. Can we now do tax cuts? We do the tax cuts in such a way in which we lose our seats in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and California with how we decide.
By getting rid of the property tax exemption.
Yeah. So I mean, people, you know, I'm not just some, like, weirdo, like.
No, they wrote it to turn everybody against Trump.
They did, and they wrote it so that we would lose the majority in 2018. So, I mean, folks, they're setting it all up.
Why would you get rid of a tax exemption? We want those.
Yeah, we want those tax exemptions, and we needed them. We needed them because we don't run even in New Jersey. Again, it's New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and then mainly Los Angeles.
Well, the left was scared because New Jersey and New York were going for Trump.
Big time.
They tricked Trump to get rid of the property tax exemption.
Yeah. And look, as a conservative, I say that's not fair. But if somebody wants to cobble together a majority, I say we absolutely needed that. So they knew damn well what they were doing. And, you know, the architect out of that is the congressman who's out of Houston. So, you know, it's, Kevin Brady. So, you know, it's a coup. It's always a coup. It's an ongoing coup.
Well, let's talk about how we counter it in the last 5 minutes. And then Kate Daly takes over. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Ali, how do people find you?
Telegram, Ali Alexander.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.